Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Paula Silver. She is the Vice President of Communications for Quicken Loans, and she is one of our Women Who Lead 2013 winners. Paula, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's a pleasure to be here.
Start out for our listeners and just talk a little bit about your career at Quicken. What exactly do you do for Quicken Loans in the city of Detroit, Paula?
I'm responsible for developing and leading communications initiatives and PR with leadership on all matters.
You know, when I think about you and the job that you have and all the work that Dan Gilbert is doing in the city of Detroit, for the city of Detroit, I know that you are running from morning until night. I bet you really enjoy being a part of the growth that's going on in the city.
I enjoy it, I think, both personally and professionally. I mean, to be in PR, you have to be an adrenaline junkie. So the more excitement, the more activity, the more I personally enjoy it. But professionally, also, it's just so amazing to be in downtown Detroit. And in the 3 years that we've been down here, to see the transformation from a city, from a downtown business center of one that was sort of semi-populated to one now that, I mean, I have to fight for a table at Fountain Bistro in Campus Martius Park. So it's totally incredible and very, very rewarding.
Tell us a little bit about your career path, how you got to where you are today, Paula Silver.
I've sort of taken a little bit maybe of a traditional path, but also non-traditional. I always, from the get-go, was very career-oriented and focused. I knew from grade five that I wanted to write, and I enjoy writing the most. So I was always writing, whether it was for my high school newspaper. I wrote through college at Wayne State for the South End, which is the university's daily publication. So I always knew I wanted to write, and then it was a matter of, with my journalism degree, am I going to go into newspapers or will I go into corporate PR? And somewhere along the line, to pay the rent, I moved to what they call, journalists call the dark side, and began a career in PR. So in the last, 20 to 30 years, I will tell you that it's mostly been automotive PR. So I've worked in a variety of automotive suppliers, their communications and PR teams. Most recently, I was the director of global communications for Federal Mogul prior to coming to Quicken Loans.
What kind of skills do you have to be in the communications / PR world?
Well, technical skills, I would say that first and foremost, you need to communicate clearly. So strong writing, strong interpersonal skills, being able to articulate in a cohesive manner. That's probably number one. Number two, I would tell you that being personal, being able to relate to people on a person-to-person basis. You know, a lot of what we do in communications PR team is dealing with our media friends. So talking to a Paul W. Smith or talking to a Free Press or Detroit News reporter is something we do a lot of. So being able to develop a strong relationship, a trusting and mutually beneficial relationship with our reporters and our media friends is very, very important from a PR perspective.
Paula, your company, all of the companies that you are a part of at Quicken Loans, is well known for bringing in young adults and making them a part of the company, hiring them, having them come in as interns. And you also have young adults in your family. What kind of advice would you give to young women and men about finding that first job? What should they do? What's the smartest thing for them to do?
Well, my advice, and I'm going to go even prior to finding your first job, my advice to my own young adults in my family, my son and my daughter, as well as to the young interns that I have here on our team, because we have six interns from local universities on my team, is to really love what you do. If you're passionate about what you do, then work isn't a job. So, you know, loving what I do makes me want to get up and run to work in the morning, work hard throughout the day, do my best possible that I possibly can do, and you know, develop a result from that. So I would tell you, be passionate about anything that you decide you want to do from a career focus, but how much you'd love to do it before how much it can put in your bank account.
And I would also think that one of the reasons for that is because if you're going to be successful, you're going to need to work hard. And so it's easier to work hard if you're passionate about what you do.
Thank you. You put it much more concisely than I did.
Now, you also, though, are passionate about a lot of other things in this community other than just your job. You also are very involved in charity work. Talk a little bit about your commitment to the community, Paula Silver.
I would tell you that my first passion in the community is for the American Heart Association. I have been the executive leader and on the leadership team for the association's Go Red campaign. I have heart disease in my family, so I've taken that on as one of my charities that I'm pretty passionate about, and that's all about educating women about the signs of heart disease and trying to, most importantly, prevent those symptoms from ever happening. So I would tell you the first and foremost is the American Heart Association. And then as a team member at Quicken Loans, we are involved in so many efforts in the community, and we volunteer a lot. In fact, this Friday, my whole team will be out in the neighborhoods painting houses for Arise Detroit. So our team members in general are very much out there in the community in Detroit, and we enjoy that part of the job, being able to spend time in the neighborhoods and helping those who need it.
As you live, work, and basically play in the city of Detroit, what would you say to people listening that are considering doing more in the city as the city goes through some very tough times? What is some advice, or how could you convince them to get involved more in what's going on in Detroit, whether it's living, working, or playing, Paula?
I think the bottom line is what's good for Detroit is good for all of us. So there is a lot to enjoy downtown from a recreational standpoint, between the sports teams we have here and the symphonies, the Art Institute. My family and I love coming down here. We do it a lot. So there's, aside from just the enjoyment factor, by patronizing these events and these places, it ensures that future generations coming through the ranks will have them to enjoy them as well. So I would tell you, first and foremost, come to Detroit because it will make sure that the city is stronger, the neighborhoods are stronger, the state and the region are stronger.
Paula Silver, Vice President of Communications for Quicken Loans and all of the Quicken Loan Dan Gilbert companies, thank you so much for joining me today.
And it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm Ann Thomas. You've been listening to Women Who Lead at WJR.com.